everyone, and welcome back to the Your Biggest Fangirl podcast. I am one of your hosts, Victoria Molle. By day, I work at a film production company with a fan favorite franchise, and by night, I fangirl my heart out.
And I am your other host, Kristen Chavez, and my day job is working as a communication specialist at a major university, while the rest of my job and my entire life is fangirling over all of my favorite things.
And we were lucky enough to have a great fangirl experience together for once at San Diego Comic-Con. We attended the Her Universe fashion show.
Which was just an amazing experience, not just as a fangirl, but as such a huge fan of Ashley Eckstein and the Her Universe brand. And being able to not only share this with so many other fangirls in this community, but also sharing it with Victoria and being in San Diego with her, because Victoria pointed out to me, this was actually our very first time experiencing a fan event together. We haven't gone to a movie premiere together. We haven't gone to a concert together. So when you're me and Victoria, you go big or you go home.
Yeah, we're like, what should we do for our first fangirl experience together? San Diego Comic-Con.
Obviously.
That's chill. No, it was amazing. And it was also really exciting because we've interviewed Ashley Eckstein on the show before. That's back in episode 13, which is our WonderCon episode.
Lucky number 13.
Yes. So we wanted to share our experience of the fashion show for those who weren't able to attend, and then also introduce you to some of the contestants, winners, and people who contributed to the fabulosity or the fabulousness that was this year's fashion show.
Perfect alliteration. The fashion show really kicked off our entire experience at San Diego Comic-Con. And as a huge fan and consumers of the Her Universe brand, this really was the perfect event for us. This was also our first press event as the Your Biggest Fangirl podcast. So we were able to go in a little bit earlier, get some amazing seats, and be able to watch the entire show. And that's why we're here, to tell you all about it. This was also like my first real fashion event and fashion show. And so what better way than to make it about geek culture? So I didn't really know what to expect. And it was just really empowering and inspiring to see not just all of these designers' creativity come to life beyond just the ideas of cosplay that we see at all these conventions and that we've talked about on the show before, but really being able to see them and appreciate them for the works of art that they are.
Yeah, so it was really cool because they definitely made it an event and a whole evening-long experience. It wasn't just a straight shot of the designs. Every new design had an intro video with the designer talking about it and their inspiration for the dress and why they were modeling it off of this fandom or this character. And they were all presented in groups. So there were several groups of a couple different contestants. And then in between, Ashley would come out with Andrew McLean, who was the first ever winner of the Her Universe fashion show back in 2013. It was special this year since it was the 5th anniversary of the show. And they would check in with Katie Linnendell, who hosted the backstage coverage of the show. They would introduce new Her Universe collections. It was really exciting. They brought out Matt Lanter and Dee Bradley Baker from Clone Wars to model and help promote the new Our Universe collection that was modeled off of Clone Wars, which was a huge deal because that very day the trailer had dropped.
And I died. There's really no other way to. I attended the Her Universe fashion show as a ghost. I have to admit that. It was really funny because hours before it was announced that the Clone Wars had been saved and was coming back for one more installment. And so we didn't expect to have special guests, let alone two beloved members of the Clone Wars crew to be there.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. It was just like a very perfect Clone Wars kind of day. And then also they premiered the collections designed by last year's winners, which was awesome. And then they also just had some surprise special guests show up.
Like the 13th Doctor, aka Jodie Whittaker herself. And again, I died a second time when this happened. It was really funny to see this mystery guest walk down the runway, hood down. I'm hitting Victoria. I'm like, I think that's Jodie. That's got to be Jodie. Why else would they hide it? That's got to be Jodie.
I was like, there's no way.
And I was like, nope, totally is. So it was just a really amazing experience to be in that, to witness that moment and experience that too.
So a really fun fact about that is Ashley's dress that she wore for the fashion show was inspired and in celebration of the 25th anniversary of The Nightmare Before Christmas. So it was made of over 500 Jack Skellington Funko Pop heads, weighed 40 pounds. And Ashley was originally going to change at some point during the show into the 13th Doctor outfit, but we learned from her husband, David Eckstein, that Jodie took her outfit, like borrowed her outfit. So I guess Jodie's appearance was very spontaneous. Ashley was a trooper and wore the dress the entire night. And then, because she's Ashley and she's the nicest person in the world, also like after the show came out and met with fans and took pictures. So there's this awesome picture of us on our Instagram with Ashley, Andrew, us in our Her Universe Star Wars dresses, and Ashley rocking her Funko Pop 40-pound Nightmare Before Christmas dress.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to wear a 40-pound Funko Pop dress, but Ashley can rock it. She can rock anything.
Yes. Oh, I would be remiss to say, to not mention that they really got the attendees involved, in which they invited fangirls to walk the runway. And I know this is a audio medium, but if you could just picture in your mind the Roadrunner, I was the Roadrunner from Looney Tunes when they said, who wants to come up and walk on the runway?
No, I can 100% attest to that, because I could have like sneezed or blinked and you were already out of the seat halfway across the ballroom. I was like, next thing I know, I'm like, oh, where's Victoria? Oh, she's like on the line to walk the runway.
It was great. I was truly living.
So what were some of your favorite designs that you saw at the fashion show, Tori?
One of my favorite designs was actually one of the winners, was the judge's winner, I believe. And it was called the Couture of Water. It was inspired by The Shape of Water, and it was designed by Cynthia Kirkland. Kristen, what was one of your favorite designs?
So the fashion show had a few different awards, including an audience award, which we had to try to vote on, which was extremely hard when you have so many talented designers come forward. And so one of my favorites was Jane Burson's Howlin' for You, which was from Hayao Miyazaki's film Howl's Moving Castle, which is also one of my favorite Studio Ghibli films. Jane actually won the Singer Award for amazing technical construction, because this gown was just, it was based off of the character of Howl and played with the demon side of him and the curse side of him and his like wizard and majestic side. And so it really like took these two parts together in such a magical way. And so I think she rightly deserved that technical construction award.
Yes. And we actually sat next to the representative from Singer who was at the fashion show and befriended her. She was super cool. Her name was Sarah. And we actually got to talk to her a little bit about Singer's new partnership and role in the fashion show.
My name is Sarah Gehringer. I am the social media and content manager for Singer Sewing Company. And Singer has been trying to get involved in a lot more Comic Cons and convention events this year. It's become a really natural fit for us because a lot of the people that are attending these cons are making their own costumes, and we provide the tools for them to do that. The people that attend these conventions are such a passionate group of creative artists, and so it's been really fun to see all the creativity and see all the passion behind it and see how proud they are to have made this like beautiful thing with their hands, and so it's been awesome to be a part of that. One thing that we kind of think about when it comes to like cosplay and costume and anything surrounding conventions, we usually just think of the creative aspect, but we don't always think about how much skill and talent and perseverance goes into this. So since Singer is sponsoring a new award in the fashion show this year, why is it important to you to incorporate an award that recognizes the technical aspect of design?
I mean, obviously you can see that the costumes are beautiful, but you can't tell from looking at it necessarily unless you actually sew how much time goes into these costumes. I mean, I've talked to people that have entered this and have entered different cosplay competitions, and I mean, they spend hundreds and hundreds of hours on this, and it's so meticulous, down to every last stitch. It's hard to even describe or fathom how much skill and time it takes. It's such a labor of love, and so just recognizing that effort was really important to us. what do you fangirl over? And have you made a costume or fandom-inspired dress yourself? Okay, so that's a great question. I fangirl over several things. I'm, of course, super into Star Wars, so, you know, Ashley's involvement in this has been awesome because I love everything that she's done, and Clone Wars and all that stuff. Obviously, Harry Potter. I'm big into Harry Potter and the Marvel Universe, so this whole thing is just so awesome to me because everything is here, and it's just larger than life, so it's super cool. I have not tried to make a super technical cosplay yet. I'm actually still learning to sew. I've been taking classes at work. We're going to be at New York Comic Con, so I'm hoping that when we go there, I will premiere my first cosplay, so we'll see how that goes.
That's so awesome. That is so cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As you can tell, Sarah was so lovely to spend the evening with and hang out with.
If you want to keep up the content that Sarah posts for Singer, including some examples of cosplay, you can follow them on Twitter at SingerCo and on Instagram at Singer Sewing Company.
Kristen, do you want to introduce the first contestant that we got to speak with?
Absolutely. Karina Langley Lacey designed Vincent and the Exploding TARDIS, which was inspired by an episode of Doctor Who called Vincent and the Doctor. Again, another one of my favorite pieces. And Karina is a costume designer and technician who has worked on costumes for the LA Opera and television shows, including CW's Supergirl. But she really let all of her talent shine and her own interests in different things shine with this dress.
The one, right? You were the grand finale. Oh my gosh. So crazy.
Sabrina, thank you so much for talking to us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys, and I'm so honored to be a part of this.
And if you want to follow more of Karina's work, you can follow her on Instagram at KarinaTara8787. And of course, we will have her social media handle and everyone's social media information in our show notes.
Yes. This next designer, I really loved this dress. I think I actually gasped when it was revealed. So, Victoria, do you want to introduce us?
The next designer we had a chance to speak with is Lynn Martins, who is a costume maker, cosplayer, and fashion designer from LA. The 2018 Her Universe Fashion Show is actually her third year as a finalist in the competition. Her brand, Classy Looking Nerf Herder, can be described as geek vintage couture. And her look for the fashion show was called Flight of the Phoenix, which was based on Fox in Harry Potter. And it was one of those transformation dresses. So it started as like this cool romper with this very like dramatic high neckline. And then the dress unfurled and we all lost our minds.
It was just like a, not just a beautiful reveal, but just a beautiful and amazing example of her skill and her talent.
Okay, so enough of us fangirling. Here's Lynn.
Again, you can start over and it's okay. And that is such an important idea for me to keep in mind because I have continued to try different things for either jobs or with my costume and fashion. And a lot of times things fail. I fall flat on my face. And other times they go really well. And it's a matter of just keeping things in perspective and letting yourself start over if you need to.
Fantastic. So how did you get into like fashion design and cosplay?
Well, my mom taught me how to sew when I was 9, and I was involved in theater from about the same age all the way up through college, and it was in college that I started sewing for the costume shop at the theater department. It just kind of went from there. I went and got my master's in costume design, and it was my very first convention was 2013 San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah, I was super lucky that I even, that was even my first convention. I have a friend who was volunteering that year and gave me a badge, so I got to go for free, which was amazing. And my first cosplay that I ever did was River Song from Doctor Who, Day of the Moon outfit. She, to this day, is my most popular cosplay that I've ever done. I love wearing that one. I just feel, like, powerful and courageous. From there, I wanted to wear geeky things, but it's a matter of whether or not things fit me, and it's whether or not I like them, and whether or not they have pockets, because ladies, we need pockets.
So what does it mean for you to be here and be part of the Her Universe Fashion Show this year?
It is my third year doing this, and so they know who I am. They know that I follow through with my work, and I gave them a design to die for. And so here I am. And it's really such an honor that Ashley wants us to show our, like, strut our stuff on the runway. Like, it's a lot of fun. And it certainly is an excellent avenue for, like, getting my name out there.
Absolutely. And if your design wasn't just to die for, it was to die and then rise from the ashes, as the entire dress was. What advice would you give to aspiring designers who want to be part of this experience?
Do what you care about most, what inspires you. My first year was doing a TARDIS-inspired dress. Like, Doctor Who was one of my first geek loves. The next year was Beauty and the Beast, Enchanted Rose, and Disney has been a huge influence on my life. I mean, I'm a millennial. How could it not be? And then this year, Harry Potter, again, one of my first geek loves. I came Potter later than most people. Like, I read it when I was a senior in high school. But I know those books back to front. I reread them all the time. I listen to the audiobooks. They have become part of me and my identity, and I am a proud Slytherin.
And you should be. Thank you so much. That was amazing, and I'm so glad that you're here, and we were able to speak with you.
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
As you can tell, Lynn has a lot of passion and really excited about this. And so please go follow her on Instagram at classylookingnerfherder so you can see all of the amazing work that she's been up to.
So something special about the Her Universe fashion show this year was it was the first year that they had a junior design competition for designers under 18. The junior design competition mandate was they had to design a look inspired by the Powerpuff Girls in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the show. So Her Universe picked four winners, and they were able to construct and then model their designs on the catwalk at the Her Universe fashion show. So we were lucky enough to speak with one of the winners.
Karina Marie Smith is one of the winners, and her design was based off of Blossom. And she really delved into Japanese street fashion and punk and juniors fashion. And I think for me, what was really exciting about seeing this junior fashion design competition was that we actually got to see young girls of that age designing their own clothes. I wasn't very fashionable when I was a child anyway, but like being able to have a say in what you want to be wearing and what you want to see on the shelves, I think is like so empowering. And for these young ladies like Karina to have this opportunity, I think is so amazing. And I think Karina's got a long, amazing life and career ahead of her. So give her a listen.
All right, Karina, so can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your design?
Hi, my name's Karina Smith, and my design was based off of Japanese street style, and it was based off of Blossom.
So what in particular made you a design inspired by Blossom?
Well, I was always able to relate to Blossom. I always loved her characteristics, and I've always been into design, but my cousin told me about the contest, and I was like, oh, this is my chance. I would love to get into fashion design. So I took the chance.
How did you initially get into design and sewing and cosplay and all that good stuff?
Well, I've always been into Star Wars and Marvel, so I love dressing up like that. This year was my first time ever cosplaying at Stanley's Comic-Con, but then this year I really got into graphic design. It was my first time getting into any sort of design, and I was like, oh, I really enjoy doing this, and my cousin told me about the contest, and I was like, I gotta try something new.
What does it mean to you to be one of the winners of the first ever junior design competition at the Her Universe Fashion Show?
It's an amazing experience. If I'm being honest, I didn't think I was going to get in. I was like, what the heck? It's like an honor to be the first to start something new.
And then what advice would you give to other people who are aspiring to get in design and start making clothes just like you?
I feel like in this industry, you got to take risks. You have to just go for it. And even if your gut's saying, I don't know, just do it. There's nothing you can do wrong here.
I just like to say that Karina is 17 and she's more eloquent than I am. So cool. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Her look honestly was my favorite Powerpuff Girls look.
It also just seemed very Blossom. I feel like Blossom would totally wear that. Honestly, I think this goes for Victoria as well, but the Her Universe fashion show was easily my most favorite part of San Diego Comic-Con. And we'll talk about our experience at Comic-Con in our next episode, but we really needed to let all of our fangirling and excitement about the fashion show, we had to give it its own episode and its due diligence.
And because the fashion show is such a visual medium, be sure to check out Kristen's blog post from last week that she painstakingly put together this awesome recap of the show and a further breakdown of all the looks and her experience.
And of course, we also have a picture because we had to immortalize it. We also have some photos of Victoria on the runway herself, taken by our lovely friend Monica Duarte from the Temple of Geek. Of course, she was also a former guest on our podcast, so you should definitely check out more of her photos at templeofgeek.com.
Yeah, and that was another thing that we loved was being able to fangirl out, again, not just with each other, but also with Monica, who through podcasting has become a really good friend. So, I think that's another thing that was just so awesome about the fashion show. It was all these fangirls coming together, having a blast, having an event that was really created for us that we could have ownership in. And the swag bags were great. Like, the swag bags were dope.
Absolutely. And I think what you were saying about that sense of community, I think was really emphasized, and Ashley even emphasized it herself, is that the fashion show is really about creating a family. And I think you felt so included in that, not just the different looks and fandoms and even body types on the runway, but just being in the same room and we're all cheering together was just, it was really just invigorating and exciting.
It was a great way to kick off the weekend for sure. And so if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the Your Biggest Fangirl podcast so you can tune in for our next episode where we have interviews with other amazing female creators that we met at San Diego Comic-Con. And we're also going to recap our experience on the convention floor and how I should have followed my own checklist a little more closely.
Be sure to listen. And please follow us on social media at YBFG Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and yourbiggestfangirl.tumblr.com on Tumblr.
Our theme song is The California Lullaby Instrumental by Josh Woodward, used under Creative Commons Attributions 4.0 International License.